Today's shiur begins at the top of Masechta Nedarim Daf Nun Gimel with the Mishnah. Our Mishnah continues to explain Nedarim that people make, exactly what they are prohibiting with the words that they use. In other words, what is the Lashon B'nei Adam? What do people refer to concerning certain items? Begins the Mishnah. Hanoider min atmorim, if somebody makes a neder to prohibit upon himself dates, mutter bidvash tmorim, he is permitted to eat the honey that comes out of those dates. That is not included, that is not what he meant when he prohibited upon himself the dates. The next case, misis vonios. Sisvonios, the Ran explains, are grapes that do not ripen in the spring or summer. They only ripen in the winter, and the custom of people is not to eat those grapes, but rather to use the grapes to make vinegar. So when a person says that sisvonios should be prohibited upon me, mutter b'choymet sisvonios, he does not mean to include, according to the sheet of the Tanakhama, he does not mean to include the vinegar that comes out of those winter grapes. Continues the Mishnah, as we're going to see from the run, there are actually three opinions concerning these halachas. The second opinion is that of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. He argues on the Tanakhama, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Oimer, kol sheshem toldosoi kriy olav, if the derivative is called after the name of its source, for example, dvash tmorim, the honey that comes from the source of dates, or the chometz sisvonios, the vinegar that comes from the winter grapes, v'noider heimenu, and the person prohibited upon himself the source, according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, he disagrees with the Tanakham, and he says, usher b'yotzei menu, then the derivative will likewise be prohibited as well. And therefore, if he was noider min atmorim, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, he will be usher in the dvash tmorim, because the derivative is named after its source. And likewise, if he prohibited upon himself sisvonios, the winter grapes, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, arguing under the Tanakhama, he will hold that he is usher in the vinegar of the sisvonios, which are known as chomet sisvonios, and since the derivative is known by its source, therefore, when he ushers the source, according to Rabbi Yehuda Maseira, he likewise ushers the derivative. The chachamim matirim, and the chachamim permit the derivative when he prohibited the source. So the Ran points out that the Gemara immediately will ask that the Chayre, the Chachamim, Haina Tanakhama. What is the difference between the sheet of the Tanakhama and that of the Chachamim, which are mentioned at the end of the Mishnah? But the Ran raises an important question on the sheet of the Tanakhama. We learned in yesterday's Daf, on Daf Nun Beis Amid Beis, that there was a machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim, and the Gemara said that everyone agrees, even the Chachamim, that koima de chalba, the way of milk, even though he prohibited upon himself only the milk, he meant to include the koima de chalba as well, the way that comes from the milk as well. If so, if there's no machloikas between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan in koima de chalba, that it's included in chalba, if so, how can the Tanakhama hear? Who does he hold like? It's not like Rabbi Yossi, it's not like Chachamim. Who does the Tanakhama hold like when he says that if you prohibit it upon yourself tmorim, dates, you are mutter in the dvash tmorim. Or if you prohibit it upon yourself sisvonius, you are mutter in the chometz of sisvonius. Why are these two cases different than koibet the chalbo, when if you prohibited chalbo, the milk, you're usher in the way? And on this question, the Ran gives two terutzim. The first terutz he quotes is in the name of the Rajba. The Rajba says, the loy dummy, there's no comparison. And we'll quote the words of the Ran. The ilu gabi kum dechol of hakum loy nishtana mitzura litzura. There was no change in the way of the milk. The mikora nami kishahoya mu'uriv becholov, ba'isa tzura atzma hoya. By the case of the yesterday's daf, the kaima de chalba. There, the whey is part of the milk. The only thing I'm doing is I'm separating the whey from the milk. But there was no shinui, there was no change in the whey. It, the same form that it was inside as part of the milk, that's the way it is now. All I've done is separate it. So therefore, the Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanim both agree that chalba includes kaima de chalba. Aval hacha says the run, hare nishtana haguf. Here, you prohibited upon yourself dates, says the Tanakama. Your mutter bedvash tmorim, because honey from dates is different than the dates itself. Or you prohibited upon yourself sisvaniyos, which are winter grapes. Winter grapes are different than the vinegar that comes out of the winter grapes. So there, according to the sheet of the Tanakama, will be mutter. And kaima de chalba, which is the exact same thing that it was in the milk, it is now when it's separated from the milk. The only difference is that it's now separated, but there's no shinui in the actual cheftza, therefore, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbanan, everybody will agree, and the Tanakhama will agree to that also, that chalba includes kaima de chalba. That's the teretz of the Rajba. A second teretz gives the run is that kaima de chalba, when I say that this is whey of milk, I'm not trying to distinguish the whey of milk from any other kind of whey. There's only one whey that there is, which is a derivative of milk. So there, if I say milk, I definitely mean also whey of milk, kaima de chalba. Mashiyan came by dvash tamorim. The reason I'm using the source of tamorim is to distinguish that this is not honey from bees. It's not bees' honey, but rather it is tamarim honey. That's why I have to use the source to differentiate between bees honey and tamarim honey. Or who adin chaymetz istvaniyos. If I'm using vinegar from winter grapes, why do I use winter grapes to describe the vinegar? Because I'm trying to tell you it's not apple cider vinegar. It comes from winter grapes. So there I need the source in order to define what kind of vinegar I'm talking about. I need the source of dvash tmorim to identify that it's date honey and not bee honey. So therefore, it's not related to the source in that sense. By nesubi de chalba, by kaima de chalba, whey of milk, the mere fact that I always refer to it as whey of milk means that it's an integral part of the milk. That's the essence of whey. It's a key factor in milk. And therefore, when I said milk, I include in it the portion of milk, which is the whey. Mashiyankin, when I said dates, it doesn't prohibit me, according to the Tanakhama, in the honey of dates. The honey of dates is always referred to as honey of dates. That's only to distinguish it from bee honey. The vinegar of wine is of winter grapes is referred to in that sense, only to distinguish it with other vinegars. Therefore, the Tanakhama holds that if I said vinegar, if I said winter grapes, I do not mean to prohibit the chaymetz of the winter grapes. If I said tmorim, I don't mean to asser upon myself the dvash tmorim. Now let us bring in the Gemara. Ask the Gemara the question that we already mentioned that from the run, Chachamim ha'ne Tanakama, l'choru the Chachamim and the Tanakama are saying the exact same thing. Because the Tanakama said that if you prohibit dates, you do not prohibit it on yourself the honey of dates. If you prohibit Sisvanius winter grapes, you do not prohibit upon yourself the chometz, the vinegar of Sisvanius. And then we have Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira who disagrees and says that if the derivative is referred to by its source, then if you prohibit it upon yourself, the source, you are including the derivative. And then come the Chachamim, the third sheet, they have a Chachamim Matirim. They permit. So L'chayri, the Gemara is asking that they are saying the exact same thing as the Tanakhama, that when you prohibit the source, you don't necessarily mean to include in the prohibition the derivative. So why do we need both sheetas? The Gemara says, no, as the Run explains, that there are, in fact, distinctly three shitas that the Mishnah is mentioning. When the Chachamim said it's mutter, they didn't mean to say that we are saying the exact same shita as the Tanakhama, but rather we have a different heter than that of the Tanakhama, as we will see in the following Gemara. Ikabinayu hadodasanya, the difference between the Tanakhama and the Chachamim, who are matir at the end of the Mishnah, is the following, which we learned in a Brisa. Klal Zer Amar Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Rav Shimon ben Elazar said the following, and the way the Ran explains it, the Chachamim at the end of our Mishnah are the identical Shita of Rav Shimon ben Elazar. And what did Rav Shimon ben Elazar say? Kol Shedarkei Lechol V'derech HaYotzei Mimenu Lechol. If the source is edible, and that which is derived from the source is edible, for example, in our Mishnah, dates are edible, and the honey of dates are also is also edible. Kegoin tmorim udvash tmorim. The halacha is nadar boy asur biyotze mimenu. If he prohibited the source of dates, he is likewise prohibited in the derivative, which is the date honey. The Vilna Goin here in the Agoyas Agro brings from the Yerushalmi that instead of saying the word Osir, the word should be Mutter. However, we will learn the Sugya according to the Ran, who brings down in the fourth wide line, Kach Garsinen Behilchus HaRamban. The Ran, quoting the Ramban, has the Girsa, the way we have it in our Gemara, that if you prohibited the source, which is edible, and the derivative is also edible, by prohibiting the source, you likewise are prohibiting usur, the girsa is, biyotza mimenu. And likewise, the Gemara continues, noyder miyotza mimenu. Let's say you prohibited upon yourself date honey, huadin usur boy, it is likewise usur in the source of the date itself. By saying date honey, you didn't just mean the derivative, you meant the source itself is also prohibited. And again, the Gra brings down the Girsa, mutter boy. However, we are going with the Ramban, who has in the whole Gemara the Girsa of usur boy. So whether you prohibited the source, you are usur in the derivative. If you prohibited the derivative, you are likewise usur in the source. That is if the source is edible. But what happens, kol she'ein darkei lechol, but if the source is not edible? For example, the second case of our Mishnah. What was the second case of our Mishnah? That he prohibited upon himself sisvanias. As we explained in the Mishnah, sisvanias are grapes that don't ripen in the spring and summer. It becomes ripe only in the winter, and people don't eat it. They use those winter grapes only for what? For vinegar. So the source is not edible. Kol she'ein darkei lechol, v'derech hayotzei mimenu lechol. But the vinegar that is derived from the sisvanias, from those winter grapes, are used to eat. So the din is, according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, neither boy, ein usur ela b'yotzei mimenu. If you prohibited the source, you said, I am prohibiting upon myself sisvanias. What you really meant is the edible part of sisvanias, which is the vinegar. You don't even mean to prohibit upon yourself the source. The source is something that people don't usually eat. So then, according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, you know what you're prohibiting upon yourself? You're only prohibiting the derivative, only biyotzei mimenu. Shaloi nischavin zeh lo liyotzei mimenu. The only thing that this person meant when he meant the netter, when he said the netter, was to prohibit the derivative, which is edible, which is the winter grape vinegar. He did not mean to prohibit the winter grape itself. As the Ran explains, now we have three shitas. And the Chachamim at the end of the Mishnah will be the shita of Rav Shimon ben Elazar. What are the three shitas? So the three shitas the Ran explains are as follows. The Tana Kama holds whether the source is edible or not edible. When you say in your netter the source, you mean to prohibit only the source. And you don't mean to prohibit the derivative of the source. That's why the date honey is permitted, and the vinegar that comes from the sisvanias, the winter grapes, are permitted according to Tana Kama. The second sheet is that of Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, that whenever you say the source and the derivative is referred to by its source, like you say, this is date honey, but it's honey that comes from dates. This is vinegar from white grapes. So in that case, when you prohibit the source, you likewise are prohibiting the derivative as well. So according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, both are osur. The source is osur, and the derivative is osur. That's shita number two. Shita number three, the Chachamim, which is like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, that there's a difference whether the source is edible or whether the source is not edible. if the source is edible, so then he agrees, Reb Shimon ben Elazar agrees with Reb Yehuda ben Beseira, that not only is the source edible, but the derivative is, not only is the source which is edible prohibited, but the derivative which is edible is also prohibited. Both are osur. Now comes the point where he argues on both shittas that were described before. He argues on the Tanakama, and he argues on Rav Yehuda ben Beseira. You know what that case is? That's the case where he prohibited upon himself Siswanius, winter grapes. So according to the Tanakama, the winter grapes are osur, and the derivative is mutter. According to Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, both the winter grapes and the vinegar derivative are prohibited. According to Rav Shimon ben Elazar and the Chachamim, you know what is prohibited? Only the derivative. But the source is permitted, because since the source is not edible, people don't eat those grapes. They use it only for vinegar. When he said the white grapes, he meant the winter grapes, he meant only the vinegar. So now the Run says, how do I know that this is the pshat in Chachamim Matirim? How do I know that the Chachamim are matir this point? So the Run says, because since the end of the Mishnah says Chachamim Matirim, it seems to be that they are matir something which until now was prohibited. That would be this case. Winter grapes, according to the Tanakama, the source is usher. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, of course the source is usher, even the derivative is usher. So now come along the Chachamim and say, wait a second, we have a unique shita, that we are matter that which until now in the Mishnah everybody ushered. Ask the Run, wait a second, maybe the Chachamim are being matter something, maybe Rabbi Shimon was being matter something else. And that would be the case of the dates and the date honey. Maybe the Chachamim are saying the date honey, the derivative, is usher. The dates themselves are mutter. Maybe that's what they're being matter. That's also something that was usher till now. What did the Tanakama hold? The dates are usher, the derivative is mutter. What did Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira hold? Both the dates and the derivative are usher. So maybe the Chachamim, which is the sheet of Rabbi Shimon Elazar, are saying, oh, wait a second. When he says dates, he means only the date honey. The dates themselves are mutter. Maybe that's the pshat. How do I know he's referring to the winter grapes? Says the Run, because that doesn't make sense. By the winter grapes, it makes sense. As it says in the Mishnah, it says in the Brisa, the reason. Shaloi mischaven zeh, elo liyotzim imenu. If this thing is not edible, the winter grapes, so when I prohibit upon myself winter grapes, what do I mean? Say the Chachamim, Reb Shimon Elazar, oh, I mean that which is edible, the vinegar that comes out of it. So we hold that only the vinegar is usher, but the white grapes themselves, if you decide to eat it, that you didn't make it part of your netter. You only meant the edible, what everybody eats, the vinegar. Mashiach, what logic would there be to say that by dates, you know what's usher? The derivative. I said dates, but I mean the honey. What about the dates themselves? That's mutter. Why should that be mutter? That's edible. So there it's logical that when he said dates, he meant both the edible dates and the edible date honey. Masha Ankin, by the winter grapes, it makes sense to say that he meant only the derivative part, which is the vinegar. So it comes out, we have three shitas, and then the Run, in the middle, approximately, of the wide lines, the Run ends off, Ul'inyan halacha, what is the halacha in these three shitas? Kaimalon ketanakama, we all like the Tanakama, the Bein betmora, whether it's edible like dates, Bein besesvanias, or whether it's not edible like the winter grapes, Einoi aser alabahen, avaloi bedvash v'chaymichalan, only they are prohibited, says the Tanakama, and not the honey of the dates, and not the vinegar of the winter grapes. Continues the Mishnah with other items. Hanoidim in a yayin. Somebody made a netter to prohibit upon himself wine. Mutter b'yayin tapuchim. He's mutter to drink apple wine. And what is the reason? As the Run explains, because regular wine, when you refer to wine, you mean wine from grapes. And since we have here what's called a shein lavoi, you have an additional description, additional name. You're not just saying wine, but you're adding. When you refer to apple wine, you're not going to say, pass me the wine, because the wine, everybody knows, comes from grapes. So how are you going to identify that you're referring to apple wine? You're going to have to add a word. The word is apple. So by the mere fact that you have to add a word apple to describe what drink you want, that's a proof that that's not wine. And Memela, he never meant it to be. Now, the Shita points out that we're going to see soon in the Gemara, it really depends where you live. Let's say you're in a place where they don't have grapes. And grapes are prohibited. It has to be imported. And hardly anybody has grapes. So, and you, the wine that you make in your land over there, your far-off distant land, away from the grape vines, is apple wine. So when you say wine, you mean apple wine. Then if that's so, then apple wine would be usser and regular wine would be mutter. This is going in a regular place where they have access to wine. If they don't, then the halacha changes. Min Hashem, and if somebody said that I'm prohibiting upon myself oil, what does he mean? He means regular oil is olive oil. And as we're going to see in the Gemara, this is referring to Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah was written in Eretz Yisrael. So Eretz Yisrael, regular oil, is Shemen Zayis. Apropos of this week's Parsha that speaks about Shemen Zayis. So, mutter b'shemen shum shemen, you are permitted in sesame oil, because the regular oil in Eretz Yisrael was olive oil, not sesame oil. What happens if you live in a country where the regular oil is sesame oil? When you say oil, you mean sesame oil. That's usher, and then shemen zayis will be mutter, as we will see in the Gemara. Min hadvash, if somebody said that honey should be prohibited on me, mutter b'dvash t'morim, he is permitted to eat date honey, says the Rush, says Tosfos on the side, the stam dvash zehu dvash dvoirim. Regular honey, when we refer to honey, we are referring to honey of bees. The Tiferes Yisrael on this Mishnah writes, stamai dvash dvoirim belash b'nei Adam. When people talk and they say honey, what honey are they referring to? They're referring to bees' honey. Masha enkin b'toirah stamai dvash t'morim. The Tiferes Yisrael points out an interesting thing. In the Lashon of Chumash, when it speaks about dvash, there it's referring to date honey. But since, as we said in the Hakdama of the first Mishnah on this Amud, we're going to be discussing what the Lashon b'nei Adam, what do people refer to when they make a netter to prohibit upon themselves certain items. So when a person today says, I want to prohibit honey, he means bees honey. But that's not what the Torah calls honey. And Varaya, on the Pasuk, Rashi in the Parshas Boy, Shmois Yud Gimel Pasuk Hei, on the Pasuk, L'seis L'cha Eret Zavas Cholav Udvash, says Rashi, it's a land flowing with milk and honey. The milk is Cholav Zav Mina Izim, that comes out of the goats. V'hadvash zav minatmorim uminatainim. Rashi puts not only dates, but he adds figs. This is honey that flows out. The land of Eretz Yisrael is full of honey, not from bees, but rather it's honey from dates. So when the Torah speaks about Eretz Yisrael, it's called Dvash, it's speaking about date honey and not bees honey, but we're discussing Nedorim. Nedorim is Lashon B'nei Adam. Memela, he meant date honey and not, he meant bees honey and not date honey. But it's interesting, the Mishnah L'Melech, in Hilchas Bikurim, Perik Beis Halacha Yutes, he brings a raya from a Yerushalmi that stam dvash in the Torah is bees honey and not date honey. He disagrees with what we said before in the Tiferes Yisrael from Rashi. He brings a raya from a Yerushalmi and he says, even though it's a little strange, but because when the Torah speaks about the Shiva Minim, it Lachaira is speaking about the honey that comes from dates, because that's something that grows. The Shiva Minim, where this honey is discussed, is about all the fruits that the Eretz Yisrael is known for. So L'chaira, it's date honey. So he says, no, perhaps, he says, I believe if I remember correctly, he says, Tzorach Ian, You have to look into this. But perhaps the pasuk means Eretz Yisrael has seven great things. Six of them are fruits, and one of them is not a fruit. One of them is bees honey. So the Tiferes Yisrael, interestingly enough, is not convinced that even B'lashon Torah that it means date honey. It could be, he entertains the thought, it might mean even bees honey B'lashon Hatayra. But certainly everybody's mighty kuliyama that belosh b'nei adam, it means dvash devoirim, bees honey, and not dvash tmorim, and that's why he's mutter in date honey. Continues the Mishnah, min ha-chaymetz, if he prohibits upon himself vinegar, mutter b'chaymetz sasvanias. He is permitted in that vinegar we learned in the last Mishnah, the one that comes from the winter grapes, because, again, that's a special type of vinegar. It's known with its added name of Sisvanius, and the male, that's not included in regular vinegar. Min hakrishim, if he prohibited upon himself leeks, mutter bekaplutois. He is mutter in leeks which have a head. There's a certain kind of leek that this vegetable has on it a head, and that's not included in the normal word of kreshim. Min hayarek, if he prohibited upon himself vegetables, mutter b'yirokas asada. So then he only prohibited upon himself garden vegetables. But wild vegetables that grow by themselves, that he never meant to include. And he would be permitted to eat those wild growing vegetables. And now the Mishnah concludes, shehu shem lavoi. And if you look in the Rush on the right side of the Gemara, on this word of the Mishnah, it says, akulukoi. That this phrase is not just going on the last case of the vegetables, but rather it's going on all the cases that we had in the Mishnah. That what? Each case, wine is mutter and apple wine, because it's apple wine. You're adding a word. It's not the stum wine. So all the cases that we listed in the Mishnah, the reason that these items are mutter is because they're known with an added name, so that they're not included in the regular usage of the wine or honey or vinegar, etc. Begins the Gemara, Tanya, we learned in a Brisa. Hanoidim and Hashem and Eretz Yisrael, if somebody prohibited upon himself oil in Eretz Yisrael, mutter b'shem and shemshemen, he is permitted in sesame seed oil. Why? Because that's not what oil is known in Eretz Yisrael, v'osu b'shem and zayis. But he's prohibited to have olive oil, because some oil in Eretz Yisrael is olive oil. Ube bovel, in bovel, osu b'shem and shemshemen. He is osu, if he says, I prohibit upon myself oil in bovel, then he's prohibited in sesame seed oil. Umutu b'shem and zayis. He's permitted in olive oil, because the regular oil that they used in bovel was shemshemen oil, and not shemen zayis. What happens if a person lives? Mokum shemis stopkin mizeh mizeh. They use both olive oil and sesame seed oil. Osir bezeh bezeh. Then he's osir. When he says the word oil is osir on me, he's prohibited in both. Ask the Gemara Pshita. Of course, if they use both, why shouldn't it be included? Loit Sricha must be speaking about the rubam in chad mistopkin. That most people use one. Let's say most people use olive oil. And only a minority use sesame oil. Mao, the same I would have thought, Ezel Basariba, that we should go after the majority. So when he said oil, he meant the oil that most people use, which is olive oil. Kamashmon, therefore the Brisa teaches us, no, that he is prohibited both in the roiv of olive oil and even in the minority which people use in the sesame seed oil. Why? Because safik isur l'chumra, because we're machmer, we have a safik. Did he mean to include what the minority said or not? What the minority uses or not? And since we have a doubt, we go l'chumra. It's interesting that the Rambam and the Meiri point out that this is only whether he's allowed to use it, were machmer. But le'inyan malchus, he would not get malchus if he was over on his netter, because there, in fact, we go after roiv, that roiv people are using one type, and he would only be over if he used the majority type, as far as achiv malchus is concerned. So whether he can eat it or not, whether it's included in his netter, were machmer. But in terms of malchus, the Rambam and the Meiri say he would not get malchus if he's using the oil that the minority is using. Continues the Brisa. Hanoidim and Ayerik, if somebody prohibited upon himself vegetables, so it depends whether it's a Shemitah year like this year, or it's one of the other 6 years of the 7-year cycle. Bishar Shnei Shavua, in the other years of the 7-year Shemitah cycle. So when he said, I prohibit upon myself vegetables, Osir B'Yirakas Hagina, he's prohibited to eat the vegetables of a garden, because that's what he's referring to. He is working in his garden to produce vegetables. That's what he meant when he said, I don't want to eat the vegetables. But wild vegetables, that he never meant to include. When he was speaking about vegetables, he meant the ones I'm busy with the whole day in my garden. But Ubishvi is in Shemitah, where he's not allowed to work in his garden to produce the vegetables. And the only vegetables that people would eat are wild-growing vegetables. So when he says, I want to prohibit upon myself vegetables, he doesn't mean the ones that you're not going to be able to bring about. And as, let's say, in his garden, without him working on it, some vegetables grew. So he doesn't think about those vegetables, because in his mind, his garden is off-limits the whole Shemitah. So when he, during Shemitah, makes a neder, I want to prohibit upon myself vegetables, you know what he's referring to? He's referring to in the vegetables that grow wild. Ubishvi is also b'yirakas asada. He's prohibited in the wild-growing vegetables. Umutter b'yirakas agina. And he would be mutter if some vegetables grew in his garden without him even cultivating his garden to grow them. He would be mutter to eat those vegetables. Now, the Ran points out an interesting thing here from the Ramban, 4 lines from the bottom of the end of the Amid. He brings down that we've been learning all through this Amid the concept of Shem Levi, that there is an additional name, apple wine. That's not the same as wine. Vinegar from the winter grapes. That's not the same as regular winter vinegar. But that rule doesn't always work. For example, let's say somebody says, I prohibit upon myself wine. Would he be permitted in cooked wine? Cooked wine has an additional name. It's cooked. So maybe I'll say that's not part of wine. So the Ran says no. There's a difference between cooked wine and, for example, apple wine. What's the difference? Cooked wine is wine, regular wine, but it's in a different state. The added word of cooked is to describe to you the state of the wine. But that's still wine. Because of that, it doesn't lose its name wine. Mashiach, an apple wine, apple is telling you a description that this is a totally different type of wine. It's not wine from grapes. It's wine from apples. So apple wine would not be included. But yayin mevushal, even though I'm using an additional word of mevushal, that's just to describe what state the wine is in. But it still has a loch of wine, and therefore it would be part of the neder, and it would be prohibited. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Avuah Mishum Rav Chanani ben Gamliel. Rav Avuah said, in the name of Rav Chanani ben Gamliel, as we turn to Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, Lo Ishanu, when, as the Mefarish here explains, Lo Ishanu de Shvi'is Mutter B'Yirakas Hagina. When do we say on Amud Aleph that during Shemitah you're allowed to eat vegetables from the garden, because that you didn't mean that when you prohibited the vegetables upon yourself. That's only if vegetables from garden vegetables are not imported from Chutz La'aretz into Eretz Yisrael. But let's say they import during Shemitah. They bring garden vegetables from outside of Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael so that the people in Eretz Yisrael could eat those vegetables. Then when he said, I am prohibiting upon myself vegetables, then he means to prohibit the wild vegetables and the ones that are being imported from Chutz La'aretz. As the Ran points out here, that's the exact case that we had in Amud Aleph with the oil. If a person lives in a place where he has access to olive oil and to shemen shimshimin, and he says oil should be usher on me, then he means to prohibit both upon himself. So the only time during Shemitah it's mutter to eat garden vegetables, that's only if it's not imported. But if it's imported, and as the Meiri points out, even if you're going to import a lot, you're never going to be able to have enough so that people won't anymore need the wild-growing vegetables. It's not that the garden vegetables chutzlarts totally replaces all the vegetables that grow wild. So what's the bottom line? You're still going to be eating the wild vegetables, and you're going to be eating the garden vegetables that you import from Chutz Lars. So when you said, I prohibited during the Shemitah year on myself, the vegetables, then you mean whatever you have access to. You have access to garden vegetables. You also have access to the wild vegetables of Eretz Yisrael. So both are then prohibited. Now the Gemara says that this machlokas between Rav Chananya ben Gamliel, in other words, it's a machlokas because the Braisa didn't make this distinction. The Braisa made a statement in Shemitah, you're only prohibited in wild vegetables and not in garden vegetables. The Braisa didn't say like Rav Chananya ben Gamliel, it depends whether you import it or not. So apparently, according to the Braisa, that's not a factor. So the Gemara says that machlokas between the Tanakam of the Braisa and Rav Chananya ben Gamliel is dependent on another machlokas. And in fact, it will come out that Rav Chananya ben Gamliel is lishitasai with the other machlokas. As we learn, Kitanoi, Ein Mavin Yerek Mechutz Lartz Lartz. You're not supposed to. There's an isser, according to the Tanakhama, of importing Yerokas, vegetables, from outside of Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. We'll soon see what the reason for this prohibition is. Rav Chananya ben Gamliel Oimer, Mevin Yerek Mechutz La'aretz. You do import, you are allowed to import vegetables from Chutz La'aretz into Eretz Yisrael. My time of the Mandi Amr Ein Mavian. What in fact is the logic of the one who says that you cannot import vegetables from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael? Amr Rabbi Yirmiya Mishum Gush. Because of Gush, as the Run explains, because we find the Masechta Shabbos of Tezvav Amud Beis, that Chazal made a Isser on Gush of Eretz Amim, because there were bones scattered there, which are metame, and there was no tzion, there was no monument, you couldn't tell where the bones were. So any earth from Chutz La'aretz, they were gozer on it, tuma, that it has to be considered as if it's tame. So the Tanakhama holds that we're worried if you're going to import garden vegetables, at the bottom of the garden vegetables, many times you have earth that's stuck to it. And that's going to be coming into Eretz Yisrael. And therefore they ushered to import the vegetables because maybe you'll be importing as well earth from Eretz Amim, from Chutz La'aretz, which has a din of tuma. Ma'ashi Enkin Rav Chananya ben Gamliel holds, we're not worried about earth that's stuck to majority of the time. There is no earth stuck, so we're not worried about the earth that's stuck to the vegetables. So now it comes out now that the machlokas that we had here, Nageya Nidorim, is Nageya, that machlokas of the Tanoim concerning whether you can import vegetables or not. The Tana Kama holds, you're never allowed to import vegetables from Chutz La'aretz. So that's why the Tana said that in Shviyas, when you prohibit upon yourself vegetables, what you meant to prohibit is only wild growing vegetables. What about import? You're not allowed to import. What about if something grows in Eretz Yisrael by itself in your garden that you didn't have in mind? You weren't thinking garden because it's Shemitah. You don't work in your garden during Shemitah. So the only thing you're thinking about is wild growing vegetables. That's usher. Rav Chananya ben Gamliel says, no, I hold l'shitasi, I hold that you're allowed to import garden vegetables from Chutz La'aretz. So therefore in Shemitah, he has access to both. He uses wild vegetables. He doesn't use his own garden vegetables, but he uses wild vegetables. He uses garden vegetables, Chutz La'aretz. Therefore, Rav Chananya ben Gamliel says, when he said vegetables, he meant to usher both, and therefore he meant even to usher the garden vegetables that will grow in his own garden, because his mind, according to Rav Chananya ben Gamliel, is on whatever he has access to. And according to Rav Chananya ben Gamliel, you're allowed to import. If you're allowed to import garden vegetables, his mind's on both vegetables, and therefore they're both prohibited. Continues the next Mishnah, min hakrov usher b'asparagus. If a person made a netter that he should usher upon himself cabbage, he is prohibited in asparagus. Now, what is asparagus? Now, the Run on Amud Aleph explains the Mishnah on here on Amud Beis. The Run says, min krivu. It's a kind of cabbage. So, therefore, since he prohibited cabbage, he ushered upon himself asparagus. Now, is this the vegetable that we refer to as asparagus? So it would seem it is not that vegetable. We have a number of different pshatim in what asparagus is. The Gra brings down from Rav Hai Goin in Ois Aleph, min kruv shashar nesobiyayin. It's a kind of cabbage that you dip into wine. And then he says, Belashin Yivani, in Greek, yayin shal boiker nikra asparagus. The wine, the morning wine, is called asparagus. The Meiri says it's the liquid in which cabbage is cooked. Asparagus belongs to the family of cabbage, but it's not a type of cabbage. So it would not seem, the asparagus that the Gemara is talking about does not seem to be our asparagus, but whatever this particular kind of cabbage it was called asparagus. So if you prohibit upon yourself kruv, you meant to prohibit upon yourself also this special kind of cabbage known as asparagus. What happens if you said asparagus, minu asparagus, mutter b'kruv? Kruv incorporates also asparagus, but by going to the individual type, unique type of cabbage called asparagus, you didn't mean to prohibit upon yourself the general name of cabbage. Mina grisin, if you prohibit upon yourself grits, aser b'makve, then it's prohibited for you to eat pottage. Pottage is a thick soup mixture. And the Run says, why does the Tanakhama hold its usher? Because we refer to that pottage as mikveh de grisin. It's a pottage of grisin. So when he said grisin, he meant to include pottage as well, when it's cooked. Rabbi Yossi says it's mutter. The Run explains, because in Rabbi Yossi's town, they called grits grisin, and they called pottage of grits, they didn't refer to it as makbeh de grisin, but just makbeh, pottage. So therefore, one was never included in the other. And everyone is moiter, even though there's a machlokes whether grisin incorporates makbeh, but everybody's moiter that makbeh does not incorporate grisin. Min ha-makbeh, mutter begrisin. If he prohibited upon himself makbe, he's mutter to eat grits. But mina makbe aser b'shum. If he said, I'm aser to eat makbe, the pottage, so he's asering garlic. Now, why is garlic worse than grisin? If he said makbe, he didn't mean to include grisin. But if he said makbe, he meant to include shum. So there's two pshatim in the Rishonim. The Run says that garlic, the way they used to prepare garlic, it was always ground up in water, and they made a paste out of it. So garlic was common to be eaten as a pottage, as this thick paste. And the Rush says, because every makveh, one of the ingredients, whatever you make this thick stew out of, it's always one of the ingredients is garlic. So therefore, there's such an association between this thick soup mixture and garlic that if you say makveh, you mean shum, according to the Tanakhama. Disagrees Rabbi Yossi Mater. Rabbi Yossi says that even though shum is an important ingredient to makveh, it doesn't mean necessarily if you say makveh, it's also b'shum. But what about the opposite? There is no machlokes. Min hashum mutter b'makveh. If he asked upon himself garlic, we can't say that he meant to ask himself the pottage. Minu adoshim lentils, aser bashishim. He's aser ashishim. What is ashishim? The Gra says that these are lentils that are ground and kneaded in honey and then fried. The machlokas here is, Rabbi Yossi holds its mutter, Rabbi Yossi mater. The machlokas is, are ashishim known, these fried lentils and honey, are they known by the term adoshim as well? The Tanakhama says yes. Rabbi Yossi says no. They have their own unique name, ashishim. The opposite, everybody holds its mutter. Minu ashishim, mutter badoshim. Now, what happens if he says chita chitin? The chita, a grain. Now, chitin is plural, many grains. So, as the Meforshim explained, if I use a singular term, then I could say that refer a person asks upon himself chita. Singular. He means to say a loaf of bread, a singular loaf of bread when it's already baked. Chitin, he means a plural. He could be referring to flour or grains of wheat. Now, what happens if he puts them both together? Then he's covered everything. If he says chita chitin shani toyim, that I should be prohibited to taste them, also bahen, he's also in the wheat, ben kemach ben apas, whether it's flour or whether it's a loaf of bread, because he has incorporated everything in those words. What happens if he says gris or grisin? Gris identifies one unit. That's when you cook grits, it becomes one glob of grits. Greased in our individual raw. You didn't cook them together, so that's why they're plural. And he says, Shani time, I should be prohibited to it. Asr behen, ben chayin ben mishom. Then it's asr to eat it, whether it is raw or cooked, because he's covered all the bases. He said, gris and grease it. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, kainim gris aichita, shani toyem, mutter lachas chayim. If he said, I'm making a netter not to eat the singular gris, that means I cooked it, or the singular chita means I baked it into one loaf of bread, so then he's allowed to chew it raw, because that refers to baking and cooking. And not, as we explained, it becomes one unit, one glob of grits, one baked challah. But it doesn't include, he didn't mean to include something raw. If you look at the rush, the last rush here in the Perek, the Rush says that Rabbi Yehuda is not coming to argue on the Tanakama. He's trying to explain the Tanakama. The Tanakama said raw and cooked is all included. Flour and challah is all included because he used both words. Chita and chitin. He used gris and grease it. But what happens if you only used one word? You use gris or chita. So then you're only prohibiting the item that's one, the bread or the cooked grits. Tosfos here has a different shot, but we're going to learn the sugya according to the Rush, and the next Gemara will fit in beautifully with this shot as well. Tanya, Rav Shimon Gamliel Leimer, chita shani toyem. If he used the word chita singular, that's aser lafoitz and mutter lachas. He's aser to bake, but he's mutter to chew, as we explained. One means one challah. So you can't eat anything baked. But raw, when it's individual grains, that you didn't mean to prohibit it, so you could chew on it. Chitim, he used the word chitim, shani tayim, asr lachus mutter lafus. Then just the opposite. He's asr in the raw, but he's mutter in the baked challah. Chita, what happens if he used both words? Chita chitin shani tayim, as we had the case in the Mishnah, asr bein lachus bein lafus. Then he can't eat it raw, he can't chew on it, and he can't eat a baked challah either. What about gris? Same thing. Gris shani tayim asr levashal mutter lachus. If he says, I'm not going to taste this gris, one unit, then he can't cook it into cooked grits. But he could chew each individual grit, because he only asked it upon himself when it's one unit, when it's cooked, not when it's separate grisin, which are raw. Grisin, he used the word grisin, shani tayim asr lachus mutter levashal. Then it's just the opposite, he's asr to chew it, but he's mutter to eat the cooked, because he only prohibited himself when it's many. He didn't prohibit himself one unit. What happens if he used both words, gris, and shani tayim, asr bein levashal bein lachus? If he used both words, then he meant to prohibit everything, then he's asr to eat it cooked, or he's asr to eat it raw. Hadrin Allah Hanoidir Minamavushal, Hadrin Allah Hanoidir Minamavushal, for all those who have finished the entire Perek, Hadrin Allah Hanoidir Minamavushal.